Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. It's Wednesday morning here on KSJE, and it's time to take our weekly trip to the Encouragement Lab. Communications professor Dr. Mike Hannibal is joining us from the lab. Good morning.
Good morning, Scott.
Thank you for being here. This week, one of my favorite topics, social media.
Social media. Let's dig in. I've got a new metaphor that I've come up with, and I'd love to hear, you know, KSJE's opinion about it. But I think it's been helpful for me.
Okay.
You know, I look on Facebook a lot, and I encounter a lot of posts that I either think are ridiculous, they're fake. I see a lot of those. I saw two of those this morning that I started to tell the people, hey, this is, you know, Snopes. Look this up on Snopes. It's not right.
Right. Right. Okay. But.
And I wrote that and then I deleted them. I didn't post them.
Okay.
Because I've begun to look at social media a little differently than I have. Instead of me feeling like I got to fix everything, because I could spend all day, every day doing that, right?
Yes.
I've started to think about it the way I think about home decoration.
Oh, all right.
Social media is our own personal decoration of what we find important and what we find interesting. And just like if I got invited into your house, Scott, I wouldn't decorate the way you do.
Right. Okay.
Right? We would decorate different.
Sure.
And because of that, I don't go into your house and go, oh, I don't like that. Oh, what were you thinking
right
there, Scott?
Why? Right. I understand.
I don't do that because
okay
it's your house. It's the way you want to live. And to me, my Facebook page is my decoration. It's my life. It's what I find important. And so I'm beginning to get to the point where it's like we've thought for years that social media was an invitation to a discussion.
Right.
It's not. It's an invitation to come look at my house and what I find important.
Interesting.
You know, look at this. Okay. At this, you know, mm-hmm, mauve-colored. Remember those hook rugs we had back in the day that my mom used
sure
to make a lot of those.
Right.
Remember the '70s color palette, you know, with the
lots of avocado.
Yeah, avocado
maroon.
Green. It's even uglier green than that, some kind, right?
Yeah.
Well, the thing is, you know, my wife likes to paint the walls at our house.
Mm-hmm.
Colors. My mom likes all her walls to be white.
Yeah. Okay.
Who's right?
Well, that's a tough one for you because it's your mom and it's your wife. So I'm going to go off on your answer.
Bingo. So to me, if you think about Facebook that way, is when someone posts on their Facebook page something, it is them decorating their house. And so think long and hard about whether or not you need to fix it or not. But also now, here's the other thing is,
yep,
just because you see that decoration doesn't mean, oh, well, I'm not doing that. I need to check on that. You know, oh, is this a problem? Is this something that I should be concerned about? I'm like, nah,
right,
it's just them decorating.
Interesting.
Let them decorate.
I like that, Dr. Hannibal. As someone who's been accused of trying to be the Facebook police, I really like that way to look at it. So thank you.
Well, here's the deal, though. If, you know, so think about it. Let me add one little caveat to that.
All right.
If I'm over at a friend's house, I don't like their decorations. I don't say anything. But if I see that the oven is on and it is about to catch the whole house on fire,
yeah,
I go, hey, your oven's on fire.
True.
And every now and then I come across something on social media that I go, okay, this is dangerous, right? This is so either offensive or wrong that it's going to cause people to really train wreck their lives.
Yes.
To me, that's when you go, okay, this is no longer a wall color issue. It's a real safety issue. So I do think it's appropriate sometimes to say, you know, wait a minute. I don't think, you really want to say this or you really want to post this because this is wrong. I just think far too many of us, though, just love pointing out the, I don't like that. Right. I don't. Yeah, you're wrong. You're wrong. Oh, yeah, you're wrong. And I'm thinking, you know, just ignore it. I'll be honest. You know, I've gotten to where I haven't done it much, but if I recently had somebody that wanted to friend me on Facebook, they were a friend of another person.
Right.
And I went and checked out their Facebook post, and literally the only thing it had posted for the past 3 months were political posts. And I passed on the friendship because I'm like,
yeah,
I want to be your friend. I don't want to just have you delude me with whatever political thing. So, again, some people's houses I won't go visit, right? Because
right.
I'm not their friend or family.
Okay, sure. That makes sense.
So you can, again, take this metaphor and expand it if you want. But that's I think, really key. The thing is if you're not willing to come over and repaint the house, so if you come in and go, oh, I don't like that color, if you're not willing to spend the time and effort to help them repaint it, then you probably shouldn't say anything. Just let it go.
I think that is good advice, as always, Dr. Hadabaugh. Great piece of advice in our social media time. So thank you for that. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
That is Dr. Mike Hadabaugh, everybody. He is with me every Wednesday from the Encouragement Lab right here on KSJE Farmington. Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.